Then one. When the circumstance takes on a salience, as a crushing pressure, then one, addled by the possible closures, the tangles that might snap taut in a loop or other unfigurable construct, then one pours on drift logs far at sea, where room can wear drifts out, winds change, and few places show one can't embark from. And then one thinks finally, with tight appreciation of nothingness, or, if not that, far of things that loosen or come apart.